Hammer time.
Go with the flow. So why don't you guys, Matt and Steve, why don't you guys give us a little bit of your background on what you guys do and how you got into the fire department and all that, and we'll go from there.
Sure. So we're from the Harris Hill Volunteer Fire Company. It's located in Williamsville on Main Street, and we serve Williamsville and Clarence. The company was actually incorporated back in 1937. In 1941, we signed a fire protection contract with the town of Clarence. The town paid 1/10 of the assessed valuation of all homes in the district, which was a whopping $550 at the time. So,
what does that mean, though?
That was our budget. That was our operating budget back in 1941. So, luckily, we have a slightly higher budget nowadays. we currently have 52 active members. Our trucks are very easy to spot because they're the white ones.
Yeah.
You typically you see the red ones, but we have white trucks. So we have two engines, a rescue ladder, and some smaller vehicles as well. You know, the vehicles, equipment, and the methods we've used have changed drastically over the last 80-some years, but our general purpose has always been to protect property and save lives.
That's great. And being the volunteer aspect in town, why don't you talk about that? Because a lot of other towns don't have that level of commitment, I guess, is a good way of putting it.
Yeah, so we're a purely volunteer company. You have to hit a certain amount of points per year, a certain amount of drills, and you know, cleanings and stuff throughout the year. You want to talk more about that, Chief?
Sure. But by being a volunteer, basically it means when you can come and help the other people in your community, you do. So some of that means that but when you're time off, or even for some people that are working, we have many employers within the town that allow their employees to leave to answer a call or two. And that means a lot in order for us to get the trucks out and render aid or put out a fire or whatever we need to do. I mean, it's a 24-hour job. Mm-hmm. During the day, sometimes that struggles. But luckily, for the most part, during the day, we have enough people that we can pull together to be able to answer those alarms. And in the volunteer community, when you don't or you need more help, there's other companies that surround you, both in the town of Clarence, town of Amherst, town of Lancaster, that actually will come and help support you and send other people to help.
It's interesting. So you have like reciprocity with other towns, is what you're saying?
We do. We call it mutual aid. Mm-hmm. So yeah, when we have a fire and we need help, we'll call either one of the other towns, companies in the different towns, or even into the town of Lancaster. Bowmansville, who's just on the other side of Worley Drive, where our district ends, is a common company to come and assist us in the town of Clarence.
And that's when you say it's a multiple alarm fire when you call other.
Absolutely.
Other townships to come help.
Absolutely. I mean, we only have so many members. Mm-hmm. It takes more than a couple to do some of those jobs. So we even the fire department needs help.
Now, how do you go about with all the volunteer aspect and all the time you need to put in as a commitment? How do you become the chief?
being the chief, it's time in the fire department. It's training, different courses, many hours of different courses that are in there. And so forth. It's the chief position in a volunteer organization is normally elected or re-elected every year by the membership within the department. Mm-hmm. And then you move up the ranks. You start like Matt as a regular firefighter. You get some of your basic trainings in and different things like that. And then people shine, and you know, they want to try and lead and do that little bit extra for the community. Mm-hmm. So they move up the ranks. I mean, we have ranks of a lieutenant, a captain, an assistant chief, and the requirements of being chief is you have to do so much time in those different positions, and the membership and your community see you in those different spots as you move up. And then they say, hey, you know what? This guy would be good in this next position. And essentially, that's how you progress.
I gotcha.
So I'll ask both of this question. But Matt, I know that you recently are a new fireman, right? So yep. You just started. What made you get into being a fireman?
Yeah, so I was voted in actually last month. I had the opportunity in my neighborhood in the blizzard of 22 to help some neighbors, some elderly neighbors. Actually, the chief happened to show up at one of those incidents. But I felt the experience of helping my neighbors rewarding, and I was looking for something to give back to the community. Actually, my youngest son was he loves costumes. He was into firefighters at the time and kind of inspired me to pursue that.
That's cool. That's a good story.
Yeah. So, and then Chief, what made you and how long ago did you get into being a fireman, and what is the process of getting up? I mean, I know you just mentioned how you become a chief, but how long does something like that take you, going from where Matt is to where you are?
So so I started when I lived in the town of West Seneca back in 1988, and I was in a fire company there for 15 years. And then I moved to the great town of Clarence. It took a couple of years off, and then finally got in. Matt hit the nail on the head. For me, it truly is about doing things for supporting the community, helping your neighbors, and stuff like that. There are a lot of different positions within the fire department that anybody can help out. We have fire police that don't necessarily go into a burning building. Everybody, just because you're a fireman, doesn't mean that you need to go into a burning building.
Mm-hmm. Well, to that point, you know, it blew my mind, actually, and I'm not sure if you're, Nick, you're aware of this, but we got a phone call from, and we're not in your district. I think we're Clarence's fire department.
No, we are.
So it was you guys then. Yeah. I got a phone call, or someone stopped in one day, and they wanted to do like a preemptive check of the building. And I'm anticipating 5 firefighters. I was blown away with how many people were there at the hour that they were there, donating their time to make sure preemptively that if, God forbid, something did happen, everyone was prepared with a plan. And I think that I'm glad it wasn't an experience where I desperately needed you, but I felt that sense, like you're saying, of, God, these people really care. Mm-hmm. If it ever happened, I'm in good hands. So to see that many people, too, I guess, was eye-opening.
Yeah, I don't know as many people really get what goes into it. It's not, hey, I want to ride on that really cool truck that makes noise and has lights.
Like Kramer riding the back of the fire truck.
Exactly.
Because that's all I would think about.
Because as I mentioned before, it's 24 hours. So for us to have a call at 3 a.m., whether it's something small or not, or in the middle of the day, it's taxing. Mm-hmm. You know, so we need everybody's help in order to do it. I've had 15 years in the town of Clarence here in doing this job. But again, it's just not riding on the cool trucks to the cool calls. It's this month we have a dozen different events that are non a call related. We have the majority of the elementary schools in the town of Clarence are in our district. We visit every single one. Mm-hmm. Daycares, we visit the majority of those. And we're trying to get the message out to these kids about fire prevention, fire mm-hmm. safety, what to do if there is a fire, that type of thing. So there's a lot of things behind the scenes that sometimes people just don't understand.
Cool. So we have a lot more to talk about with Matt and Steve here. Again, the chief and a volunteer firefighter from the Harris Hill Fire Department. We are going to take a quick break here, but before we do, we have a couple of texts on the text line. One says, thank you for your service regarding fire blankets and fire extinguishers. Which is the recommended for home use?
Fire extinguishers is always number one. Okay, fire blankets is something that's new that's coming in for people, and that's only going to be more for your lithium ion batteries and things like that. Fire extinguishers is always number one.
Okay, great. Well, like I said, if you guys have another text for us or a call, you can call us at 803-0930 or 1-800-616-9236 if you are outside of Buffalo area. You can call with questions regarding Fire Prevention Month, anything relating to fire, smoke detectors, anything like that, or you can also ask Phil or I a question if you have a question regarding construction. So we'll be back right after this.
Read the news online at WBEN.com.
You want to know why I have a great relationship with Lakeshore Savings Bank? Well, it's because they put people first. Each week, you hear me talk with one of the branch managers, and they get to discuss how much they care about building those relationships with their customers. With me today, I have Leo Rollo from the Snyder Branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Thanks, Dominic. We both know that many of your listeners are thinking about sprucing up their homes right now. If you're thinking about adding to your house, remodeling your kitchen, or fixing a leaky roof, or any other home improvement project you can dream up, Lakeshore Savings Bank can help you finance it with a home equity line of credit. Are you looking to consolidate debt? Are you anticipating upcoming college expenses? A home equity line of credit offers a lower interest rate than most credit cards or personal loans. Plus, it offers you the flexibility to borrow what you need when you need it. We're open until noon today. Give us a call and we can walk you through everything. 716-898-2101. Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first since 1891.
Do you have $10,000, $20,000, or $30,000 in debt? Then listen to this. You may not be required to pay it all back.
I was drowning in debt.
I had over $36,000 in debt.
If I would have just made the minimum payments, it would have taken me 59 years to pay off.
Whether it's credit card, medical, or personal loan debt, National Debt Relief can help significantly reduce what you owe. In fact, debt relief payments can be 50% less than your monthly credit card payments. That's right, half as much as you're paying now.
National Debt Relief reduced my debt by over $27,000.
With National Debt Relief, you have a powerful team that knows how to talk to your creditors.
National Debt Relief, they got me out of debt.
More than 550,000 Americans have used National Debt Relief to reduce their debt. Call 800-649-6464 to see if you qualify to settle your debt for a fraction of what you owe. 800-649-6464. That's 800-649-6464.
When you or someone you know is struggling with depression, anxiety, or thoughts of self-harm, it's important to remember you're not alone. Reaching out for help can be tough, but it's the first step toward healing. Brylin Hospital offers a safe, supportive, and structured environment for people of all ages in crisis, helping them focus on recovery. Call Brylin today. Their compassionate team is ready to help. Call 886-8200 or visit brylin.com. With help, there's hope.
Hey, it's Dominic here. Whenever someone asks me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Do you know that they install over 1.5 million square feet of shingles and siding annually across Western New York? Can you believe that? When you call Ava, you get a superior service, including an expert foreman on your job. Get an on-the-spot free written estimate and project drawing for your roof replacement by calling 716-343-ROOF or go to avaroofing.com. Book your appointment there. Ava also offers 0% financing. Ava Roofing, when quality matters, call Ava. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hey, David Bellavia here with an important message for military retirees and active duty families in Western New York. Did you know the Martins Point U.S. Family Health Plan offers a TRICARE Prime option in your area? With this plan, you're going to get high-quality, affordable coverage using a wide network of local civilian doctors. Learn more at martinspoint.org/buffalo or call 716-815-7276. Get the coverage, quality, and the savings you've earned with the Martins Point U.S. Family Health Plan.
Do you know that talcum powder is contaminated with asbestos? If you use talcum-based powder or cosmetics, you may have inhaled toxic asbestos fiber, which may cause mesothelioma. The law firm of Lipsitz, Spontario & Comerford is hosting a free seminar on talcum powder, asbestos exposure, and your legal rights. The seminar will be held at Wurlitzer Events, 908 Niagara Falls Boulevard in North Tonawanda, on Wednesday, October 23rd from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. You should attend this seminar if you use talcum powder products or worked with asbestos. Seating is limited, so please call today. Call Lipsitz, Pontario & Comerford at 716-849-0701 or contact us on our website at lipsitzpontario.com. That's 716-849-0701. Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome. 424 Main Street, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, are you looking to elevate your home with luxurious flooring? It's Dominic here telling you to check out Flooring Solutions of Western New York. Yep, they'll offer you top-notch options from stunning luxury vinyl tile and plank like Cortec to high-quality carpet like Mohawk Silk. They truly have it all. Transform your space with premium materials and exceptional craftsmanship. Visit FlooringSolutionsOfWNY.com. That's their website. FlooringSolutionsOfWNY.com or stop in and see them at Harlem and Clinton. Elevate your home with Flooring Solutions of Western New York, where luxury meets comfort And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time. Go with the flow. Welcome back to Hammer Time Radio again. We are in studio today with Matt Cugino and Steve Pollard from the Harrisville Volunteer Fire Department. Before we went to break, we did have a question on fire extinguishers. And that is one thing when we go into houses, we sometimes see them hanging up on the basement wall. And they're there. Good idea, right? But that's something you kind of got to keep up on too, right? They expire, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. You got to check the expiration date on them. Sometimes though they'll have a tag on them, or something like that. And so if they need to be serviced, then you just need to reach out to a company that will do that or get them replaced.
Just replace them. That's what I figured.
Yep.
All right. So like I mentioned, if you do have a call or a question for Matt, Steve, myself, or Phil regarding Fire Prevention Month, anything related to fires or construction, give us a call at 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236. If you're outside of Buffalo, we're going to take a quick call from Linda in Hamburg. How you doing, Linda?
Oh, good morning to you both, and thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
How are you guys?
Yes.
Okay, I'll get to the point. Okay. There's two big trees out front. Previous 3 years I've been here, what I've done is they come in and they just take the roots out. That's it, end of story. This time, somebody, the plumber did kind of creative talking and is telling me that, well, no, instead they upped it. They said first it'll be $3,000 or $4,000, then it's going to be $9,000 to $11,000, and they're really going to fix it for that. Issues I have. The space they have to work in is only 28 inches wide, and they need to go down 6 feet. And they're also going to be working near the gas line. And the foundation around for a 1918 house where it's really, really small stones and a heck of a lot of mortar in it. And I look at all of that and say, surely I could keep just getting the roots cleaned out, because I'm really concerned about them working in a really tiny space, like only 28 inches wide. And digging that down 6 feet and working next to the foundation. And I'm really concerned about them doing that, as opposed to just once or twice a year, get the roots taken out, that's it. Wanted to hear what you guys and what Dominic might have said.
So real quick, first off, are you having drainage issues? You do have existing drainage that is being blocked by tree roots. Is that what I'm hearing?
Very good question, yes. The water has backed up into the basement.
Okay. So, yeah, obviously, if it's old drainage, my recommendation would be to get it out of there and start fresh with new drainage. If it's backing up into the basement, that probably means that your weep conductor system under your floor is all...
Well, this inundated. Is sewage she's talking about. Sewage, right?
This is a sewer backup.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
So I should have explained better. And the other thing to tell you, where we are... We are on sand that drains like blazes.
Okay.
Okay.
So I should have mentioned that as well. It's just sand.
And are you sewer or are you septic?
Sewer backup. He's right. Thank you.
Yeah, sewer. So it's going out to the street.
Okay.
Yep, correct.
So
correct. It's out to a city sewer line. Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, at the price that they're quoting you, it sounds like you're getting the whole system replaced. And I wouldn't be too concerned about spacing. If they're saying they can do it, it sounds like it's going to be some handwork, which is probably why it's going to be a little bit more expensive. But handwork means they can take care around the foundation and the gas line. What you're going to get with the new system is a pipe that won't be able to be penetrated by roots moving forward. It'll be placed in a pit of stone, too, so it'll be a little bit more protected. And you won't have to continually clean out the roots every single year. So it'll give you peace of mind. But the space that they're working in, I kind of see what you're saying. Like, yeah, that's something they should take care of. That will add extra care into the work. But by doing it by hand, I think they have to take the extra care. So
Well, I'm sorry. Please excuse me for interrupting you. I didn't tell you the other parts about how they were upselling me. They told me I also needed a backwater valve, and the backwater valve had to be outside. But the backwater valve would cost $300 a year to check and clean. Then they're telling me that even though they find the problem 6 feet away, they have to go 30 feet to the other end of the house, take off the toilet, and look down that. I have no idea why they wanted to do that. And then they want to take off another toilet and reseat it and put on a wax flange, and they're going to charge me $400 for that. And it just keeps going up. And then on top of that, please excuse me, on their contract they said it's only an estimate. And I could see the dollar signs in the plumbing owner's eyes lighting up. that they're now going to put in some kind of special device that'll cost me an additional $3,000 so they don't have to dig it up.
I get all that. And you know what I think, in just from what you're saying, what would be a good practice is to get a couple other quotes and just see what other people say. You know, from us sitting here far away from where you are and not seeing what you're dealing with, it's kind of hard to justify what these people are saying. But if you have other people coming out telling the same thing, that might be a good gauge as to which way you should turn. Now, you might get another contractor that doesn't have these options of upsell, which will, you know, probably make you feel better about the situation. But that at least will compare apples to apples, I guess is a good way of putting it.
You've been really helpful. One follow-up question, if I may, and I'm sorry for interrupting you guys.
No, you're not. You're fine.
I just have to vent for a minute. That how in blazes does somebody try and find somebody, and you were very, very, you said it better than I can, that isn't upselling. And it only hit me this morning. I'll just tell you the other thing they said. They put down that big snake that comes in like the size of a car wheel, you know, that big thing?
Yeah.
And they put it down, and they had the gall, and they put the camera on. And they even showed me what it looked like. Ugh. And they had the gall to say, well, they've punched a hole in it now, but when they really fix it, that root will be gone. And it only dawned on me this morning to say to them, why didn't you punch another hole in it with the thing?
Oh. Well, Linda, I don't mean to cut you off, but we have to get to the news at 10:30. So we appreciate the phone call, and good luck with the search for the new plumber.
We'll be back right after this.
It's 10:30, currently 55 and mostly sunny. Good morning, I'm Zach Penkew, News Radio 930 WBEN. Here's what's happening. We have received unconfirmed reports of a fire that had broken out at a landfill on Pletcher Road in Lewiston. From what we've heard, it is still ongoing and fire is still working on resolving this. We will provide you with more information when it becomes available. A Tonawanda man has been arrested for distributing and possessing child pornography. Police say 32-year-old Tyler Knapp was harassing a 17-year-old female victim for over 4 years after meeting on an online platform, MyLOL. After a search of his home on Thursday, detectives were able to recover a sexually explicit video that included Knapp and a separate victim who was also a minor. If convicted, Knapp faces a mandatory minimum penalty of 5 years in prison and a maximum of 20 years with a $250,000 fine. And the WBEN Just Call Jed First Alert forecast for today, sunny to partly cloudy with a high of 62. Tonight, periods of rain, mainly after midnight, low of 46. Tomorrow, cooler with on and off rain and drizzle, becoming breezy in the afternoon, high of 54. Then looking at Monday, mainly cloudy, breezy and chilly with showers, high of 48. Right now, mostly sunny and 55 degrees. I'm Zach Penkew, News Radio 930 WBEN.
Did you turn on your heat yet? Yes, folks, it's that time of year, and that's when everyone calls indoor air professionals for two simple reasons. Number one, they're the only ones that can razor clean 95 to 99% of the contamination out of your ductworks versus 40 to 50% with all other technologies. And number two, you don't want to be that guy or girl who waits till the stench permeates his home when your furnace first kicks on. Did you smell that? Yeah, that smell when your furnace kicks on for the first time of the year, that smell is the dust, dead skin cells, bacteria, mold, dust mite feces that have all settled on the heat exchanger of your furnace all summer long. Folks, all that unhealthy contamination burns off in a day or two. However, it is only the tip of the iceberg of what is remaining in your air duct system. You need to thoroughly clean and sanitize your ductwork if it hasn't been done by indoor air professionals in the past 3 to 6 years. You have heard right on this show when Peter was on with us, the testimonials that prove indoor air professionals can really make a difference in your dust levels, allergies, asthma, your heating and air conditioning performance, better sleeping, and even finding money and other valuables like jewelry. Peter Gordon joins me on the live line. How you doing, Peter?
Yeah. Hey, great, Nick. Yeah. I'm glad that you guys are in there today. You hit the nail on the head there as far as what happens. You know, everybody calls when they smell that smell, but that'll go away. And that's, you know, just a reminder that, hey, I got all this stuff in my ductwork if it hasn't been, as you said, 3 to 6 years. In addition to a thorough duct cleaning, don't forget about the wonderful medical grade air purifiers by Healthway. We have one that covers 1,200 square feet and one that connects right to your furnace. These are both 40 times more efficient than HEPA filters. So You might know somebody that's about to, I'm going to say this, waste their money on a HEPA-filtered air purifier. There's much better out there, and we can send you all the information and live videos of the particle counts going from a million down to zero in 10 seconds. However, let me throw that back to you, Nick.
Yeah, so, you know, as everybody is well aware, I head indoor air out to clean my ducts on my older house, actually. And we noticed such a huge difference. And obviously, when you start up the furnace, you do get that smell. And none of that was there when we had our furnace cleaned through you guys. So that was really great.
Awesome. Yeah, well, that's what gets us up in the morning at indoor air. And then lastly, we got some rain in the forecast. That's a reminder of the high-capacity dehumidifier by April. Air, like you're in your dad's basement, they're just, you know, they're five times more powerful than the standard Chinese fire starters. They have a five-year bumper-to-bumper warranty, and they just, you know, they just plain old work. Oh, yeah, and they use a third less energy. So that those are definitely a game changer.
All right, great. So what are the Hammer Time special discounts for today, Peter?
All right, well, starting with the main thing of this time of year, the duct cleaning, we will still give you, for a first-time customer, $175 off. If you're one of the 65,000 folks that's due for a reclean, you may get a postcard in the mail that might even be a better deal than that. And you don't need the postcard if you're a repeat to get that. And then $300 off the high-capacity dehumidifier, and $350 off the portable Healthway Deluxe for 1,200 square feet, and $500 off the whole house Healthway unit.
All right, great. So you have to call 683-3000. That's right, 683-3000, and get through immediately to Peter at Indoor Air Professionals, helping you breathe easier.
Breathe easier. Indoor Air Professionals.
For every breath you take.
Hi, I'm Lou Nucerino. Life's roller coaster got you worried? At Equitable Advisors, we're here to help you navigate the uncertainty. We'll take you through our five-step process to identify your goals and guide you toward financial independence. Call us today at 716-626-2507. Let us help you simplify your world so you can enjoy the ride.
Securities offered through Equitable Advisors, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC. Insurance and annuity products offered through Equitable Network, LLC. Equitable Advisors. Thinking about today and planning for tomorrow.
Hey, it's Joe Beamer, and I just hit a major milestone last week. I'm down 30 pounds in just 5 weeks thanks to Awaken 180 Weight Loss. I'm well on my way to hitting 40 or even 50 pounds by Thanksgiving. And let me tell you, the results have been incredible. Here's the wild part. Those energy drinks I used to always talk about, I've dropped them completely. Don't need them. I've even cut back on coffee. Now, don't worry. You can absolutely have coffee with Awaken 180, and yes, even those adult beverages. But when you feel as good as I do, your body stops craving the same stuff. How am I doing it? I'm eating to lose weight with the solution for weight loss. No medications, no working out, easy, fast, and then you receive free support for life. So when you're thinking what you'll be thankful for at the dinner table, why not add a thankful 30 to the list? 30 pounds down by Thanksgiving with Awaken 180. Call 844-346-1800 or head to awaken180weightloss.com.
Hey, it's Dominic here from my friends at Plumbing Help Now. That's right. Having a plumber available when you need it is certainly important, right? And Don and his son at Plumbing Help Now will give you that satisfaction of being right there when you need it. And you never know when you're going to need to call them, so having their number ready is the best defense. You flush and the water starts rising, or the sump quits, or you find water where there shouldn't be. Yeah, you need to call Don. He's a master plumber, and he's been so for over 35 years. His customer retention rate is a whopping 98%, and that tells you everything you need to know. So take my advice. Put Don's number in your phone under plumber so you have it when you need it, and here it is. 716-861-7337. That's 861-7337. Available online at plumbinghelpnow.net.
When it comes time for retirement communities, what should you look for?
A variety of floor plans equipped with appliances, including a washer and dryer. Your own balcony or patio. Beautiful and spacious restaurant. Quiet wooded acres with walking path, lush landscaping, and outdoor courtyard. Pet friendly? Asbury Point is all that and more. What more? Let's ask some residents.
One of my favorite things about Asbury is the dining. Our head chef prepares a 5-course dinner every evening.
Plus, we have access to secured underground heated parking.
Visit our open house, no reservations needed, on Saturday, October 12th from 1 to 3:30. That's Saturday, October 12th from 1 to 3:30, featuring information, giveaways, and a tour of our community. Asbury Point, Stahl Road in Amherst, 716-810-7500. 810-7500. Asbury Point.
You deserve this.
An affiliate of Beechwood Continuing Care.
Picture living without the hindrance of daily chores, with the freedom to pursue your deepest passions, surrounded by new friends and a friendly staff, and with access to amenities that inspire liberated life. It's not hard. Just picture yourself at the Greenfields. Our beautiful 52-acre campus offers everything you need to live a vibrant, carefree retirement on your terms. And everything you need to make your next adventure all that it can be. Carefree living is calling. See what sets us apart at thegreenfields.org.
It is fall, and as weather changes, we start moving indoors. It's the perfect time to get your basement, give it a fresh look. Now, the best choice for your basement, folks, is a Gorilla Floor. That's right. It's a surface that's both stylish and practical. And unlike rugs, tile, or laminate, a Gorilla Floor is designed for easy cleanup if it gets wet. No insurance calls, no mold remediation. It's simple, durable, and elegant. Call today for a free estimate and transform your basement with a Gorilla Floor. Mention you heard Dominic on Hammer Time, and you'll get 10% off your already affordable Gorilla basement floor. Here's the number, 716-715-6927, 715-6927, online at GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla, and always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time!
Welcome back to Hammer Time. This is Nick Cortez again here with my brother Phil Cortez and Matt Gugino and Steve Pollard from the Harris Hill Volunteer Fire Company. Before the break, we were talking to a caller about some sewage issues, but we wanted to get into some of the topic of Fire Prevention Month. So why don't you guys give us a little bit of background on when it started, why it started, that type of thing?
Yeah, so fire prevention actually started as a fire prevention week in 1922 to commemorate the Great Chicago Fire of 1871. It was later expanded to Fire Prevention Month. The Great Chicago Fire, there was 250 people who lost their lives. It destroyed 17,000 buildings and left 100,000 homeless. And it was thought that better fire awareness among the general public could save lives in the future. So it's been going on ever since. They pick a theme every year, and this year it is smoke alarms, make them work for you.
On that topic, we were speaking briefly about smoke alarms and how our, you know, paths are crossing with regards to code and, you know, how often people actually use them. And I know I'm guilty right now of the chirp that happens that goes off in the middle of the night, and I take the smoke alarm down and don't do anything with it. October's the month to get those back on track, right?
Yeah, they say luckily, you know, 74% of homes have fire alarms. They tend to not work about 6% of the time, but that's largely attributed to people not replacing batteries and not having them plugged in. So user error most of the time.
Exactly, and I'm part of that statistic right now. and I also just had to go through and replace all of mine. They were all starting to go be, I guess, worn out. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
was
about every 10 years you want to, or if you should test them annually. If they are malfunctioning, replace them at that time. But for general use, about every 10 years, you should replace
That's
them.
About what I got out of them. And they all started chirping, and I changed the batteries and everything, and it wasn't fixing. I'm like, oh, what's going on? And a little bit of, you know, Googling, I figured it out, and I had to replace everything. But it wasn't obnoxious chore to do it all. But in hindsight, I had peace of mind that mm-hmm. everything was protected.
Most of them that they're selling now are sealed batteries. So the ones that you're buying from, you know, the different stores that are out there have a 10-year lifespan, but now you're not changing those batteries. It's sealed in there. You put mm-hmm. it in there, and you don't have to worry about it. It's a peace of mind. However, you got to pay attention to the date that they were built, and yeah. it's on the back of the detector. The other important thing is even if you have a smoke detector that is wired into your house for power, those still have a battery backup.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't change those will still chirp. So don't think, oh, it's chirping, but it's plugged in and nothing's wrong. It's telling you the battery needs to be changed.
And it chirps differently for different
correct
issues. The battery's one chirp, the defective aspect's another chirp, and you know, you can't mistake when it's actually going off to get you out of the house.
Right.
On that topic, we need to discuss the actual plan as to what goes on when the smoke alarm goes off. And I know at home, ours goes off, thank God, more oftenly on a false alarm than anything else. But my old concern has always been with the kids, like, oh, we've heard this a million times. Like, just someone hush it, make it stop. What do you do? Like, what's the plan with kids, like, trying to decipher between what is real and what is not?
Yeah, I won't say that my wife sets it off when she cooks every once in a while.
Yeah, that's
I think she's listening.
Same story, but my wife's probably not listening.
So you don't want to, you know, do the what people mistakenly do and take out the battery or, you know, have it unplugged while you're cooking because generally you'll forget to plug it in. But yeah, the kids do get used to hearing it every once in a while and not being alarmed, forgive the pun, and kind of ignore it. But
firefighter humor, I get it.
Yeah. Dad humor. You want to have a conversation with your kids. My wife brought it up the other day of a plan to what to do if there's a fire at night. So if you hear the smoke alarms going off, you know, don't try to get the dog out. Don't try to wake up mom and dad. Just have a plan to, you know, go across the street to the neighbors or next door to the neighbors and have them call 911. You know, my youngest said, well, what if we can't wake you up? No, just make sure you go out and mom and dad will get out and everyone will be okay, you know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and there's really no good way to teach the kids, you know, when is it real, you know?
Right.
So, I mean, that's something that I, after talking with you guys today, that I need to have a serious conversation with my kids about, you know, making sure we take that serious.
Yeah, they have fire drills, you know, at school and stuff, and they get used to doing those things, but they kind of go through the motions and don't appreciate the gravity of it, obviously.
Yeah, exactly. And the gravity is, there's no really margin for error when it comes to how heavy that gravity actually
is. Right.
So that is a good point. Now, you mentioned the 10-year lithium ion battery, which is important. And this is where we really cross paths in the kitchen aspect. And we talked briefly about in the break about what we do now with open floor plans and bringing in everything as one big space. And now we're seeing that the smoke alarm is, you know, intruding and getting involved with the kitchen more often than not. What is the code with the kitchen? Like, what do they have to be near there? Like, is that...
I think you want it about 10 feet away
from
your cooking surface,
yeah.
You know, so it's not right above it because obviously it's going to be going off all the time. But you do want it, you know, in the kitchen about 10 feet away. Like I said, you want it in each bedroom, mm-hmm. a hallway, and on each level, including the basement.
And the 10-year lithium ion, those don't need to be hardwired, right? Those are just screw up and go?
Correct.
So they don't need to be wired. They don't need some special spot. You can put them up exactly where they're required.
Absolutely.
And that is the code. Every bathroom, every common space in the hallway, in the basement.
I'm not sure what code is, honestly, but it's what we recommend.
Where you'd
least.
Like to see
yeah,
them.
Yeah.
where you are when you're sleeping type of situation.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And do you guys get into the cross, you know, the smoke and CO combos? That's something else that, you know, doesn't necessarily fall into fire safety, but it's also safety.
Absolutely. I mean, if you're going to get these, getting the combination detectors, I would wholeheartedly recommend.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, have one where your hot water, your furnace is, because mm-hmm. that's going to be your first notification that potentially there's something going on. If you have a gas-fed dryer or something in the kitchen, that's the best way to do it. And, mm-hmm. and again, when those go off, whether it's the smoke or the CO, and it's in the middle of the night, don't if it's going off, don't go and try and investigate things. Get your family together. Get out of the house, and then there's time. I mean, CO is odorless. It's telling you there's potentially a problem, and mm-hmm. you don't want to stay in there longer than you need to. So
yeah, my the concern. You know, we had a carbon monoxide issue that we couldn't figure out for a long time. And my neighbor kept calling me every day. And he's like, I'm at your garage door and it's saying that there's a carbon monoxide leak. You need to come home and figure it out. So I kept coming home and like, I don't know, open the garage door. I don't know what I'm looking for. Well, long story, and it was every day. It was every day all winter. And I'm thinking, what is going on? Oh. It ended up being that my wife was starting her car in the garage. Oh. And it wasn't airing out quick enough. So that's a, I mean, thank God we have to have smoke detectors out there now, but that is a big thing that I didn't really think twice about.
The garage door is open
and it's airing out, but the wind's blowing back into the house.
A lot of cars too have, you know, the automatic starters mm-hmm. and people don't think sometimes the garage door's closed, you start the car up. You're filling not only that car, the garage up with CO2, you're filling up the room above it too.
Yeah, and below it.
Right.
CO2's heavy, right? It'll...
Well, it's lighter than air.
It's lighter than air?
So it will go up.
It'll go down.
Is why you want your CO2 detectors about eye level.
Eye level, yeah. All that stuff goes together. I mean, it's safety in the house. I know it's not technically, you know, fire prevention, but it's
very
safety, and they do coincide.
All right, so we have a few more things to talk about here with Matt and Steve after break. Really quickly, if you have any questions, give us a call at 803-0930 or text us at 803-0930 or call us from 1-800-616-9236 if you're outside of Buffalo. We'll be back right after this.
Paid actors represent actual clients.
When a car hit me, I called my attorneys at the Barnes firm. They got me $2 million, 40 times more than the insurance offered.
Hi, I'm Rich Barnes. What's your case really worth? Call the Barnes firm now. You might be surprised.
After my car accident, I didn't know if I had a case. So I called my attorneys at the Barnes firm. They got me $600,000.
Do you have a case? Call our Buffalo office now and find out.
Past results don't predict future outcomes. 451 Grinder, 500 Pearl.
Hey, as the cold weather approaches, there's nothing worse than feeling a chill in your home. Now, if your heating isn't keeping you comfortable, well, it's time to call my friends at TRS Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical. TRS will recommend a high-efficiency Rheem furnace system, and they offer many financing options for you. If you have an existing furnace, it's time to get the Hammer Time $99 health and safety checkup for your furnace. Go to TRSHeatingandAirConditioning.com for details. Be sure to ask for the Hammer Time $99 special. TRS, powering tomorrow and comforting today.
Come home to Forest Lawn. What are your final wishes? How would you like to be remembered? What if you could arrange for your family to be together forever? While we would rather not think about it, planning today for tomorrow is a gift you can provide your family, a gift that assures your wishes will be honored. At the end of a life well lived, Forest Lawn is here, providing options for you to plan now. We also work with funeral directors when immediate decisions must be made. It starts with a phone call to the Forest Lawn Group, where we can provide you with options at our 11 cemeteries across Western New York. Come home to Forest Lawn. Call us at 716-885-1600 or visit us online at forest-lawn.com. Call Forest Lawn at 716-885-1600.
Are you struggling with pain in your feet, ankles, knees, hips, or lower back? Hi, this is Phoebe with the Good Feet Store, and I recommend having high quality support in all your shoes. Our personalized arch support system has helped countless people find relief, like Dave.
I came down with a very painful case of plantar fasciitis, and I probably waited too long, but after a couple of weeks of pain, my doctor said there was really nothing he could do for me, and then I remembered, the Good Feet Store. I went by the store without an appointment, stopped in, and 15 minutes later, one of their professionals was talking with me and getting me a Good Feet arch support. It turns out it was exactly what I needed, and within a matter of just a few days, the pain of the plantar fasciitis was gone and I was back to normal again. I just wish I'd called the Good Feet store earlier.
Come to the Goodfeet store today and see what we can do for you. No appointment is needed and there's no waiting. Goodfeet arch supports are in stock and available in over 300 different styles and sizes. Discover your options at the Goodfeet store.
Gold prices have been at record highs and now's a great time to sell your gold for extra cash. Take it to Tag Jewelry and Coin. Tag will pay you cash for your gold, silver, coins, and precious metals. And Tag Jewelers also buys diamonds at the highest and most competitive rates. For over 40 years, Tag Jewelers experts have provided their knowledge and expertise to give you the best value for your diamonds, broken jewelry, precious metals, and coins. Take it to Tag Jewelry and Coin, 936 Dick Road, just off 33. Remember, at Tag, you're it.
There's breaking news all day long from around the world. And sometimes all that noise makes it hard to hear about what's happening right here at home. With the free Odyssey app, getting your local news plus breaking news is easy. And even when you're not near a radio, stay connected with what's going on right here by listening live and push alerts. Just download the free Odyssey app and search and follow your local news station and you're good to go. The local breaking news to get you through your day at your fingertips on the free Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-E-C.
Hey, it's Dominic here for Lenco Supplies. With fall around the corner in Western New York, actually it's here now, it's the perfect time to get your home ready for cooler weather. Looking for reliable, affordable Anderson windows and doors from the name I trust in building materials? Well, certainly, that's Lenco Supplies. Check out Anderson's 400 series windows designed to keep your home cozy in the winter and cool in the summer. They're built for decades of innovation, so you know they'll perform every single day. Swing by any of the three area Lenco locations, Buffalo, Waynesville, or Kenmore, or shop online, Lenco.supplies. That's Lenco.supplies. Those in the know, go Lenco. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
Welcome back to Hammer Time. We have a few more minutes here to finish discussing Fire Prevention Month with Steve and Matt Cagino, Steve Pollard and Matt Cagino with the Harrisell Volunteer Fire Company. Before we went to the break, we were talking about smoke alarms and you know, how not to ignore them.
We also talked about the placement quickly. Yeah. And we actually do have a text. I don't want to skip over this one before we get into the next topic. So please discuss ideal placement of different alarms with high ceilings. Thank you.
Smoke in general rises. So you want your smoke detectors either on the ceilings or on the walls, not more than 12 inches below the ceiling. If you do have a pitched ceiling, give it about 4 inches from the peak, but no more than 3 feet. This is because the smoke may not collect at the very peak of the ceiling. And, you know, as I said, make sure you're testing your detectors once a year and replacing every 10 years.
Good. Nice. So that worked out well, our timing with that text company. Yeah.
So we were talking a little bit on the break, actually, about smart smoke detectors. I don't know what your guys' thoughts are on them, but, you know, I told you my story where you guys graciously responded. I had a false alarm on when Smart smoke detectors first came out. I got one in my house. It was a Nest smoke alarm, and I would get false alarms all the time, saying I'd be at work and it'd say there's smoke in the upstairs hallway. And the first time it happened, I got really scared, called you guys, and you know, said it might be a false alarm. I don't know, but can you guys respond? And sure enough, when I got home, the Harrisell Fire Department was had blocked off my entire road. There was four cops blocking the street and about 10 firefighters in my house. So, which was nice to see you guys respond. But that brings me to the question of smart smoke alarms. Do you guys have any thoughts on them, or have they progressed since? I mean, that was probably 10 years ago now, but have they progressed in any way? Do you recommend them?
Yeah, I have seen too many false alarms with home ones. I think the businesses that we usually have errors on. How about you, Chief?
Yeah, no, they're about equal. I can't say one is better than the other. The only difference is we literally just had one the other day. Is one came out and we actually got further information even before we were there. That the alarm that was being monitored, they gave us the information that they could see from cameras in the house that there wasn't any smoke. They could see that there was a pot on the stove, but they didn't know if that was related. And at least that gives us an idea. You know, right. Is there something going on in the house already with the windows shut, the doors, and everything else like that that we don't know? So that's good information. So I was very, very surprised to have that.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, another topic on smoke alarms is, you know,
for people that are hard of hearing, you mentioned, somebody mentioned something about an elderly person who couldn't hear the smoke alarm.
Well, they called you, right?
Right. I could hear it going on in the background, but she was like, no, I don't believe that.
So what do you do in that situation, you know?
Yeah, the ones with flashing lights, great ideas for elderly people with you know, hearing problems. Yeah, great idea.
Yeah, good.
What about if there, is there something out there that, you know, for hard of hearing and I guess elderly, what if they're sleeping and you have something that's visual, but is there something out there that shakes the bed?
I haven't seen anything.
There's my
like
idea.
That.
Don't take it. It's my idea.
It's trademark. Yeah, I can't say I've ever seen something like that.
I guess the smell of smoke is your
Right. Yeah. It's too late then at that point. Right.
We just got a text here that said, what about combination alarms?
Yeah, we talked about that briefly. You know, doing the CO and smoke, definitely an important aspect of safety in the house. Important places to put the COs or the combinations are everywhere, really. There's no wrong place to put them. So, yeah, they're good.
Yeah, both smoke and CO2 is going to be lighter than air, so it's gonna you're going to want them about the same placement.
Mm-hmm. Nice. So before we wrap up here, we have about a minute. You know, what is the overall amount, the volume in which you guys see around town with regards to home fires?
A specific number for actual structure fires is small. The majority of what we're getting called for is things that are the early stages. That if they're either they're false alarms. Or there are things that we can hopefully stop or prevent before it becomes the larger size fires,
mm-hmm.
Which now that we're in the colder season, it's harder because all the homes are closed up and everything else like that. So a lot of those times, unless somebody hears the detector or anything else like that, they're not even going to know something's going on until it's really too late.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap it up here because we have about 10 seconds left, but we want to thank Matt Gugino and Steve Pollard of the Harris Hill Volunteer Fire Company for joining us today and talking about Fire Prevention Month. And always remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE3 HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.